This is episode number 2438 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
We know that Christina Applegate says she was likely done acting on camera again. Last year she had a diagnosis of MS. But she did say she has to keep working to take care of her family.
Well, yeah, who's going to...
And to keep her mind working.
I mean, yeah, because she's been the breadwinner. So, darn it. What's she going to do if she's not going to act?
Well, Christina says she's on board to do voiceover work.
Oh, and yeah, she could do that.
Yeah, and the first job just might be a Married with Children animated series.
Say what?
Oh, my gosh.
No, this can't be for kids. There's
hopefully
no way
on Comedy Central
kids.
Or Adult Swim.
Oh,
or,
yeah, it can't be.
Well, for adults.
I don't see how you can dumb that show down to make it good for kids.
It would not be for kids.
No.
Family Guy is not for kids.
Yeah, but Married with Children.
Married with Children, not for kids.
I think
kids.
It goes farther than Family Guy. Maybe not.
There's cartoons out there that are not for kids.
Family Guy does go pretty far. It's funny, though, they'll probably end up on Fox if they do that, because that's where they started, right?
Well, evidently, all four married stars are reportedly on board.
Oh, that's cool.
Ed O'Neill, Katie Sagal, and David Faustino.
Because what has David Faustino done since
Not
Married
much.
Children?
What about Marcy?
Amanda Beers.
Yeah, where is Amanda Beers?
She got into directing. I think
maybe she could. I don't hear her name. Maybe she's
the things that the way they treated her, though, so unwoke.
The whole show was unwoke.
I get that, but I don't think you get away with you know demeaning women the way they did on that show with her. They beat her up, her character up.
They did that with everyone.
I know that, but I mean he picked especially on her. So I don't know. I don't see that really succeeding. Really. Married with Children cartoon. I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out.
I mean, wasn't Modern Family just an extension of Married with Children, only with one camera? That's why, you know, that's all I've got to say about that point.
No. Of course, that might depend on whether the writer's strike continues for a long period of time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got a strike going on in town.
Yeah, and most of the production around town is halted. Yeah. And even Pete Davidson's showing his solidarity by bringing pizza to the picket lines.
There you go, Pete, doing your bit. I understand Kelly Clarkson is moving her show to New York, to 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So we've lost every talk show in Los Angeles.
Why is she moving?
I have no idea. No clue. She was here, right? She was here in LA?
Yeah.
She was over at Universal. I don't know. We can't go to any talk shows anymore. We can't do late night shows. They used to do a bunch of them here. None of them are here anymore.
Yeah.
You can go to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
But I think there's only room for three people there. I don't know how he does that show.
He's got an audience.
It's small.
Well, it doesn't need to be a big one.
No, that's true. But half the time, they're shooting everything outside. You know, they're doing bits outside on Hollywood Boulevard, which is where they are. And the desk is not behind him when he's doing his monologue. They move it in.
Yeah.
It's on wheels, so it's not there.
And
he stands in there, does the monologue, he goes to commercial, comes back, and wow, there's a desk.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I guess it's just weird.
Does it bother you?
It does. I mean, you know, it bothers me that the Tonight Show's not done here.
That bothers me. For so many years, down on Burbank,
the idea was, you're going to go see the Tonight Show, and never did. It's like, anyway. What were we talking about? We did all go
in a group one time to see the Arsenio Hall show.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Christina Applegate, we wish her all the best. I mean, we really do.
Nick Cannon says he's sick of people saying he can't properly provide for his...
Oh, my God.
Tons of kids. Nick defended himself during an interview with the Los Angeles Times published on Sunday.
Okay.
Telling the paper he's sick and tired of being villainized for having 12 children with 6 different women.
Ah, wow.
Well, Nick,
that.
You know what? I there's something that Nick can aspire to, because what we didn't do today was there's a gentleman by the name of Calvin Murphy who's 75 today. He's an NBA Hall of Famer. He has 14 children.
Yeah, he's got
with 9 different wives. So Nick, you're still an underachiever.
Oh, no, he's got
underachiever.
Plenty of time.
That's true.
10 kids,
still
of course,
pretty young.
And more on the way, I think. I think Nick's probably saying anything.
He's probably propagated several more this year.
My goodness. Well, you know, go forth and procreate.
So right now the narrative is he has a bunch of kids.
Well,
but
yeah,
I'm really at a place now where I don't care what people know.
No.
I'd rather just operate on it's more about really being a good person instead of telling people you're a good person. What does that have to do with begetting C's all over?
Well, that was just a crazy thing to say. That's just crazy talk right there. I don't even think I can follow it.
So I hear all the time, you can't be present for all those children. So therefore,
can he? I mean, that is a question.
Well, he gets this deadbeat dad title. But we don't know. Is Eddie Murphy pretty? Was he present for his?
Well,
was Mel Gibson present for his?
Well, okay.
I mean, if you have all the kids, say they're geographically close. Then we are on the geographics again.
Well, but I think
they're
all close. I think for Nick Cannon, they're all close. But Nick can get on a plane and go anywhere he wants, you know?
Yeah.
And nothing flat. It's like, hey, I got to fly see one of my kids.
I have a sneaking suspicion with some families that are big like this and split. I bet they actually have get-togethers. I think they do.
I think in his case, they do, where a couple of baby mamas will get together and
I think the siblings
the
know
and
each other.
Sisters know each other. Yeah. I do believe that too. I believe that's true of his situation.
Well, because the siblings want to know each other.
Well, yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. You know, they're half siblings.
Yeah.
You know, and as the boys get older, they probably want to know the mothers.
Well, he assures he's providing ample love and support for his big brood.
Oh, man.
Estimating he made, and I can't believe this, $100 million a year from a combination of over $20 million for The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
More income from the weekday radio show, The Daily Cannon. 2 sports bars.
Oh, that's where the money's at.
His incredible record label.
Yeah.
In addition to his frequent TV and film appearances. Well, he's making hay while the sun shines.
Well, yeah. Good for him, by God. So, and his kids don't want for anything.
No.
As long as he doesn't cut them out of the well.
And if his baby mamas, they probably don't want for much either.
Yeah, that's true. With our apologies to Eddie Murphy, he's probably not a deadbeat dad. We would have heard about it. And Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.